I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Should all acquaintance be forgot and lang syne? Happy New Year, baby. Does anyone really know the words? Yeah. Is, I don't even know if that's the right word. I don't even know what a fucking auld lang syne is.
I just let you go with it. I didn't know where that was going.
Who is auld lang syne? Oh, it's probably something problematic. It's like a slur. Yeah. Anyway, hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is still T. Kyle.
And I'm still Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
Happy New Year, baby.
Happy New Year, everybody. I'm back.
I'm back.
Sounds like you have milk in your lungs, and we'll get to
that. Oh, honey. Oh, we will be discussing that later.
We sure will.
I was like losing sleep last night.
Over the episode?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh no, I have to be honest. I'm sweating.
Because it's been so long?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's our first recording of 2023.
Yeah.
It's been 84 years.
Mm-hmm.
So much has happened, and yet also nothing at all.
Right? It's like New Year's, same me.
Yeah. Did you have any New Year's resolutions? Did we talk about that?
Oh, I do.
You do?
Did I tell you them? I don't think I did.
I don't think you did. I don't think I said mine on the air yet.
Oh. Exclude?
It's pretty ambitious.
Wow. Starting off the new year with exclude tea.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Slay!
Well, why don't you tell everybody what that is?
Okay, well, I have two.
Okay.
Oh my God, this is, everyone's gonna start chanting go to Oprah at me.
And the it's first... better than go to jail, which is usually what they tell us.
Literally. Okay, so, oh my God. I feel like everyone's staring at me wanting me to talk about like pop culture, and I'm just like about to go like really deep. Okay, so I have two resolutions.
Okay.
So the first one, and they go hand in hand. They like work together with each other.
They're sisters, like sugar and spice.
Literally. Okay, so sugar is I want to start complimenting people more out loud.
Ooh.
Because I'm always thinking it, right? Like, you know, when we go places, I'm like, oh my God, slay. Like that jacket is a slay. Those shoes are a slay. Like I always am thinking it.
Yes.
I rarely ever say it. So I want to start complimenting people more in person, but also commenting.
Okay.
Because my New Year's resolution for myself is to talk kinder to myself and be kinder to myself.
Love that.
And so I feel like if I practice by being more vocal out loud with people, that'll be less cringe of me to compliment myself. You know what I mean? Like, I think it goes hand in hand.
It absolutely does.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
But like
that.
Genuinely complimenting people, not like... Oh,
fake
one,
positive.
Right, like one compliment a day. Like I'm not keeping track. It's right. Just like if I see it.
Say
if you
it.
See something, say something, right?
Right. Good and bad.
If you see a sleigh, say something.
Say. If you see a sleigh, say.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
My New Year's resolution was to
lift 160 pounds. 5 minute mile.
It was. I've never seen Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh.
And so I have gone back with my friend, and we virtually every night watch 1 to 3 episodes of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Ooh.
On Hulu, not sponsored. And I am all the way up to almost season 3 already.
Wow.
And it's
Buffy
really
deep dive incoming.
Yes, honestly. I am 30 years late. No spoilers. Don't anybody tell me what happens in this show.
I think she slays vampires.
She has been slaying. And the opening is so funny because it's like the slayer. Like there's so much about slaying that it's very much.
No, I do not slay people.
She is the slayer. Yes.
Does anyone know that Vine reference? That was a deep cut. I do not slay. Where's she now?
Not slaying. Tell you that much. I'm starting to realize that there were references on pop culture or tweets and memes, and I'm like, oh, that's from that.
Oh.
Getting it. The weird thing is we watched the one where it's her birthday on the day of the character's birth 25 years ago. Like, we timed it by accident perfectly. It's kismet. I'm enjoying it a lot. It's campy. It's fun. It's slaying vampires, drama. Buffy walked so that Twilight could run, clearly. I'm learning that they did a lot of what the girls later did in these kind of vampire romances and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I think I said this on the Britney pod. There's such a millennial gay connection between Britney and Buffy. Since I never saw Buffy, I didn't really totally get it.
How many number ones does Buffy have on the charts, though?
Many, many. Number one slays, I'll tell you that much. She is so Britney-esque in ways and looks like Britney sometimes in some scenes that I'm like, oh, I get it.
Oh.
It's a perfect time capsule of 90s culture, and it's kind of cringe and obviously very problematic in places, but I'm enjoying it a lot. And the creator is an asshole, so now I'm unfortunately supporting a bad person, but
oh,
it's how these things work. Yeah, exactly.
If you work your way up, there's always something.
There's always something. So we have very similar resolutions this year.
Wow.
Yeah. So I am almost halfway through mine. Then I have nothing else to do this year. Everything else
now
is
what?
Gravy.
Did I ever tell you the story about when I was at Watch What Happens Live and the fans cussed out Sarah Michelle Gellar outside?
No.
Yeah.
Why? The nerve.
I feel like I told this story at some point, but like there are certain celebs that would always have intense fanfare outside the building.
Yes.
Like paparazzi.
Yes.
And fans where they had to put partitions out.
Shock collars.
Yeah. And so we would always just like watch. We would peer over the balcony and just kind of see all the frenzy because it's always fun.
Very TRL.
And I don't think that she stopped for everyone. And so all of a sudden we just hear, "Fuck you, Buffy!" And it echoed like all down Spring Street. And it was like you could hear it echoing across the walls of every building. And it was just like, "Fuck you, Buffy!" I was like, oh.
Oh. Wow.
Better watch out. You might get slayed next.
There's one character that you will love if you do ever watch it named Cordelia. She is the queen of pop. She has a license plate, Queen C.
Ooh.
She doesn't care that there are werewolves and vampires and things trying to kill her every episode. She's still like, you guys are losers. I can do this
by
myself.
Ugly.
Get away from me, ugly.
Rats.
Live for her. She's very Katy Perry vibes, kind of. Teenage Dream era. Untouchable.
Oh.
Mean girl. All-American girl.
Wow, Bob.
Yeah.
I'll check that out in 20 years.
Yeah, check that out eventually. No spoilers.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of slaying,
yes.
We do have things we'll be discussing with new slayers.
New slayers.
Mm-hmm. M3 again.
Oh.
Yeah.
We certainly do.
But yeah.
We're back.
We are back.
There's much to discuss.
It feels good.
And it
well
feels
rested.
Good. Well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I am. Sorry.
I slept okay.
Anywho, speaking of queens, shall we discuss the queen?
The queen. Heidi Montag, no.
Residency tour 2023.
Yes. It's official after months, I would say, the least well-kept secret. Madonna, queen of pop, is embarking on the Celebration Tour, which I've warmed to the title. when I first heard it was going to be called Celebration Tour, I was like, oh, the greatest hits
title
from 13 years ago. Okay. But it's fine. It is a celebration. 40 years.
The concept for the video Circus is basically about, you know, a circus.
Some would say she's more deserving of the Eras Tour title. I would have been fine with that. Queen's Tour, Eras Tour. It's the Celebration Tour.
Queen of Pop Tour.
Queen of Pop Tour. The Yeah Tour. Mm. It's Me.
The Where is the Avicii edit of Rebel Heart Tour?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, just get it trending on TikTok. She'll release it at this point. Honestly, a concept.
Wait, that's a really good idea, actually.
Does your fave have a demo or unreleased track you want them to put out? Make it go viral on TikTok.
Okay, so we have to do that and then some of the Blackout demos.
Yep.
And, oh, yeah. Different task for a different day.
Different, yeah. Once a day, we'll tackle it. But the Celebration Tour announcement arrived in January, because that's where we are now. Had to do a little check mentally. It kicked off with a 5-minute video. Now, people who don't follow Madonna were probably doubly confused. This is a recreation, loosely, of the Truth or Dare segment going around the table from her iconic music documentary, Truth or Dare.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Like, if you've ever seen the gif of her deep-throating that bottle, that's... Okay. Well, they're... She's looking confused.
I thought it was... Well, not like... Well...
She's, like, answering questions about her true love and, you know, during the
It
bottle.
Reminded me of the title commercial.
Remember
when, like, all the queens of pop were, like, sitting at the table? Yeah. It was, like, introducing title.
Yeah.
That's
somebody
what it
else
reminded me.
Yes.
Highbrow.
So when people don't have that frame of reference, they're doubly like, what the fuck is going on?
Me.
It was an eclectic collection from Lil Wayne to Meg Stalter, High Gaze,
Icon,
to Diplo, to Amy Schumer, to Lil Wayne.
It needed Terry Joe.
It did need Terry Joe.
40 years of homosexuals.
It was... That.
It was a video.
It was a video that had moving parts to it. That's for sure. I would have liked, because it's the celebration of the eras and everything, I wouldn't mind like really leaning in on queendom and doing throne, epic, kind of what
Super
Beyonce
Bowl intro
did with the, she walks into the room, it's very regal, that very iconic.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind like really doubling down on the Queen of Pop thing. It's fine. This is very Madonna of her.
Who owns the throne? You do, mommy.
You do, match. We've got Bob the Drag Queen canceling the sibling rivalry tour. And everyone was like, oh, she's on All Winners 2 confirmed. And it's better than that.
Yeah. A little bit, yeah.
She's going and opening for the entirety of the tour, which is crazy. And I don't even know what that exactly entails, because... Is it comedy? Maybe it's skits, variety. The Pride Party had, you know, the drag queens performing, a little stand-up here and there. It's probably a little bit of a mixture.
Variety show.
Variety show.
Yeah.
And we opened the sales to the masses this week. I saw a figure, I think 600,000 tickets were sold during the general sale already, which is mind-boggling. The pricing, many people should be in jail.
Yeah.
Including Madonna.
I do love that she's doing arenas and not stadiums.
Oh my God. Yeah. We didn't talk about that.
Madonna at MSG was fucking iconic.
We worried that it was stadium tours because Uruguay was the first location to leak this news by saying that her team was sniffing around. So we were like, oh no, that's a stadium. Uh-oh. And it does, she might still do stadiums in Latin America or the South American leg of whatever this is into 2024. But mercifully, we're doing arenas here. I think we're up to 4 nights now at Madison Square Garden. She added a third and then a fourth. She's added, I think, like 16 or 18 shows already. The demand is that... See, when
she
you're the queen of pop...
She could do half a year at MSG.
She could. I'm very proud. I mean, I hate these ticket prices and the ticket master of it all. And now I feel like I'm finally commiserating with the Swiftie community because I get it. Not so much the long lines. I've been able to get in pretty quickly to all the venues, but the prices are crazy.
It's, yeah.
It's like a systemic problem. It's like this cannot hold the way that this is. This is insane.
No, and like this is, you know, for Pod Save America, but like, yeah, the price of everything just can't keep going up.
No.
And at like what point does it crash? Like, can we just cut everything in half? You know what I mean? Like if everyone just, I don't know.
Can everyone just agree to that?
Except the paychecks, but like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like money is so fake. Like, aren't we like something trillions and trillions and billions of dollars in debt?
Oh yeah,
Pop Crave
tweeted our debt amount.
Yeah.
We outsold many.
So like, why can't they just make up money and just give us cheaper tickets? I don't
know. I know, it's all an
illusion. Enter in code MOTHERLOAD and just give everyone $100,000. You know what I mean? Sims.
Oh.
Yeah. If you know, you know.
Yes, I do know.
Like, why can't the IRS just like backspace, control shift option, mother load everyone's bank account?
I agree with you. I think all the nations should just get together and be like, can we just agree to go back to zero?
Everyone.
On everything.
Because what's the difference? It's fake anyway.
Yeah.
Well,
we're all going to the same place.
Yeah.
Well, some of us are going to other places.
Oh.
But in any case, yes, so the tickets are out. Now, I do have, people were wondering, I know audiences were clamoring to know, I currently only have 2 tickets right now to opening night in Vancouver. I've never been to Vancouver.
What?
This is, I've chased her down to opening night for, I think, like 3 tours now. 2 or 3 tours. I think I'm probably going to end up doing it because I have several fears. One, I'll miss her cutting out like an iconic song after 3 dates because I'll never forgive myself for missing Femme Fatale, He About to Lose Me, which left like 2 or 3 songs in.
Oh, I did get to see that.
You saw that. Mm. I know.
I did chase her for that, so I can't judge.
I am worried I'll miss an iconic song that will only get 1 or 2 nights. I'm worried about the hip. Madame X became very touch and go because of her health. So I want to see. And I want to see how the show was intended to look first night before the inevitable fixes, the cutting out things. I just want to see what it was meant to look like opening night. I'm very greedy like that and an insane stan.
She is an icon, so I support this.
If I'm going to do it for anyone, it's going to be Madonna. I've heard nice things about Vancouver.
Yeah.
Beautiful, picturesque. So I will turn it into, I may turn it into a little trip, go to LA first, then Vancouver. You never know. But that's what I have planned so far. And most importantly, I am selfish and don't want to wait the 2 months or however long it'll be until it hits New York. I want to just see it immediately.
When is the Vancouver show?
July 15th, I believe.
Oh.
So, yeah, and I think MSG's not till August.
August, yeah.
Around her birthday, so.
VMA week.
VMA week.
I did see that. I was like, oh.
A little space in between for that.
So she will be East Coast for VMAs.
I think she will at least appear, if not perform.
Yeah.
So looking forward to that. There's a cool installation also in the UK with all these projections. That looked cool. And shout out to the artist who did the body stretching art for this tour.
Love the cover.
Yep.
It's very like art, you know?
It's very art. Some would say art pop.
I didn't really pay attention in art history class, but like there's a word for that.
For art?
Well, yeah. Like, it's not surrealism, but like, you know that famous painting with like the clocks that are like melting?
Like Dali?
I don't know.
Yeah.
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 That.
Well, that is that.
I just really liked it a lot. It was giving like legendary to me.
Yes, I think so. I really liked the imagery of that. Yeah, we'll see. I've also found the description of the tour to be a little cryptic, as either they don't know what they're doing yet, or they're not giving away everything that it's going to be like yet. I just found like the Live Nation description. It will take us on Madonna's artistic journey through 4 decades and pays respect to the city of New York, where her career in music began. I find the respect to New York is interesting.
Oh my God, the confession seg.
Yes, I cannot wait. I love New York performed everywhere. And there's also little cute moments hidden in even the seating. The VIP packages include 2 GA pits, and they're named after the places that she got her start in New York, Danceteria and Sound Factory. So I already like that little homage.
Mm-hmm.
It's very clever. When Gaga does it, it'll be like the bitter end and
the Ritz.
The Ritz. No.
Fire Island. She did do that one performance there.
That's right.
The New Now Next Awards will be the one.
The New Now Next one column. The pits.
See, I'm a little bit of a stan.
Yeah.
A little monster jumped out a little bit.
That's like the sixth reason I'm doing Vancouver is I'm actually super overwhelmed by this layout because there's three catwalks, it looks like, two general admission pits. It's very staggered. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, let me do the opening night so I know.
Scope it out.
The spot that I want to be at in MSG, is one of those pits like better? Does she have a moment where she's like jumping into the crowd for one of them? I just want to know the pictures. It's like how we had Piece of Me memorized by heart so that
circus
we knew
tour.
Exactly where she'd do a back bend and you get the best shot. It's
oh, yeah.
Just stand things.
I did the same thing with Circus Tour.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I need every corner of this. There's not corners on a circle.
Circle.
There's every shunt, whatever, obtuse angle of it. And yeah. And then like front row. So yeah.
Agreed. Yeah, because you're like, oh, she performs this one to that side of the stadium.
Mm-hmm. Yep, this is where she comes down during mm-hmm. radar.
Yes.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she flips off this side of the arena.
Yep, this is where she does the thing with the hoop. Uh-huh. Oh, the little Stan in me is getting excited
uh-huh.
again.
Uh-huh. Oh,
still got it.
Still got it. Well, we are very excited.
I'm going to wait until the week of.
That's the other thing.
Because I don't have good luck.
I think it's usually a mistake to feel the panic of the first day and buy the ticket. I did because I don't know how opening night will go. I do think that's actually like a free-for-all probably. So I just like, I wanted to lock in that opening night. I think you can wait a little longer for things to cool down a little for like everywhere else.
Yeah.
Everyone will get our tickets. We'll find our way. That's basically it. I don't even have anything for New York yet, but.
Me neither. Day of.
We'll get there. Yeah. In any case.
What's one song that you would want to hear on this celebration tour?
Spanish Lesson. Ooh. No. What is one song? The thing is, I do want her to do her greatest hits, so like it won't make sense to randomly be like, and here's a B-side. But it would be cool if she has one thing a night where she does a weird one, like a deep cut, a B-side, as like an acoustic moment or whatever. Fan request, that would be fun.
The interludes could be cool, like transitioning from eras.
Yes.
I'm not giving her for ideas. She's a queen of pop. Exactly. But like, you know.
Oh yeah. God, which one? I don't know. That's too hard. There's too many choices, and I feel like I'm just hoping that it's not the only versions of Frozen or like the TikTok version, the only Material Girls, the TikTok version.
Material Girl.
I think there'll be medleys, and I'm okay with that. Of like original Frozen, and then it'll go into the remix maybe, but I am worried. I don't want it to be only the TikTok versions.
I hope she does Forbidden Love Confessions.
Ooh, that would
not
be cool.
A hit, but a hit to me.
But that's what I mean, like when she does like 20 number ones in a row, it would be weird to do Forbidden Love.
Well,
but iconic.
So you say Oh, Diana Jenkins. That's a Diana Jenkins quote, by the way.
Oh, I would actually love I Want You. That's one of my favorite Madonna ballads.
The Paris Hilton song?
Well, or that version. That would be great.
I want you. And I can't let you go. So excited to sing for you guys every single week again.
After all that vocal rest, you're ready.
Oh, I'm so ready. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, see you then.
Yeah, we'll see you in 6 months.
You know, I hope.
Yes.
Said that last year, and look what happened to me in August. Well, both of us in August, so I'm just taking every day as it comes.
That's true.
So, speaking of queens.
Speaking of queens.
Know what else is back?
What's back? back again.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Drag Race is back for season 15, and we both have been watching.
We have. We've attended the same watch parties.
Yep.
Shout out to DJ John Ali and Parker
mm-hmm.
for these events. We are watching 16 turned, what, 13 at this
13
point?
13 now.
Queens.
No spoilers, but yeah.
Yeah, no spoilers. An entertaining gaggle.
It's so good. I'm really enjoying it.
I'm really enjoying it. You know, there might be a change.org petition going around about the length.
Did you sign it?
I might have signed it.
I think I'm going to sign it after this week.
Yeah.
I needed to feel it out.
Yeah.
I felt like premiere was great. It was a doubleheader.
Yeah.
Last week was fine. This week I was like, oh no, no, this, we really yeah. messed up here.
Especially if you're going to do a double snatch, you need it to play out a little longer.
Yeah.
There were several girls who got one response, including Sasha Colby. And Robin Fierce, I think they only got one answer. And I know that in some cases that's merciful and it's nice to not show that they flopped for the majority of the time.
Agreed.
But
which is what I was thinking when they first announced that it was 1 hour. I was like, okay, well, maybe this gives them a little bit of grace because if an acting challenge or a singing challenge flops, they don't have to spend all this time kind of running them through the ringer. But when there's a good moment, they'll give us a double header, like the Snatch Game. And then the week after, it was like, next week, all the Snatch Game in 40 minutes. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. That's a little too...
Because premiere night was 2 hours. Like, it was a 2 hour night.
Yeah.
It was 2 episodes in 1, and it was great. It was fast paced.
It was. Didn't especially lag. That one first hour with no commercials was heaven. Mm-hmm. Just like this podcast, which has no commercials.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
It doesn't. It's entirely self-produced and
sexy. What?
I don't know why this happened. Anyway, back to Drag Race. I feel like it's been quite a disservice. I know my paid off insider complicit tea is that they certainly didn't know going into the show that it would be shaved down, the producers of the actual show.
Oh yeah, no, my guess is that it's the network.
Oh, of course.
This.
Yes. Because
when you, I mean, anyway, yeah, no one cares, but like,
yes, there's a change.org petition because the show has been shaved down significantly to make room for a program called The Real Friends of WeHo, where they are not entirely of WeHo, not friends, and not real.
Yeah.
So this is their attempt at A-list, but with...
I don't really understand what the pitch was here.
I don't either.
Okay, so I'll say this. Okay. So
here comes the defender.
No, it's not. I worked at Logo when A-List New York and A-List Dallas were a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there was the same outrage then as there was now about like the show. Who are these people? We don't know who they are.
That
they're
I remember.
Not A-List. But in my brain, I love reality show mess. I think I can, I'm not a connoisseur of like all reality TV, but I've watched, you know, I come from the Real World days, Simple Life, Early Housewives, etc.
The
I
Swan.
Love, yeah. Oh.
You haven't lived until you've seen The Swan.
Oh, The Swan. That was so problematic.
If they replaced this with The Swan, I would have no problem. Make that episode 10 minutes long so I can watch The Swan.
Well, you know. You can fix the face, but you can't fix personality.
Exactly.
So I love mess. And A-List New York to me was so funny because it was the play on the words. Like, they're not A-List, but there was no self-awareness. So it didn't really work because everyone took it so seriously.
Yeah.
My favorite part of every single week was watching it with Rory. Like, we would get the new episodes and we would sit there and we would just cackle. Because we didn't take it seriously. Like, there has to be a lack of self-awareness with a reality show. But this was so serious that it was just unenjoyable to watch. Like, they all take themselves so seriously.
Yes.
There's no self-awareness. There's no comedy. But I feel like the producers were trying.
They were trying.
With what they had. Like, the shot of the security guard was funny. But, like, we're not working with anything here.
No, and I feel like the whole buildup of the show, sitting each one down being like, why did you agree to this show? What did you think of the backlash when it was announced? Was like, this is already too meta and bad.
Yeah.
It needs to be, if you're going to have an actual gaggle of gays, it needs to be ones that genuinely were friends already or knew each other or have any reason to interact with each other that isn't so forced. It's so random.
Or go into the real world space. 7 strangers picked to live in a house.
Sure.
And make it random, like kind of like the queens. Like when they all meet each other, some of them know each other.
Yeah.
But essentially they're all strangers and you watch them get to learn about each other. Bad Girls Club, early seasons.
Oh, yeah.
All strangers. But this is just, oh. But Joey was sending me, it's literally James Charles in 20 years. Honey.
Yes. There was a blistering The Daily Beast article which described him as, oh, having milk in his lungs, the way he talks.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That takedown, by the way, was brutal.
That article was...
No one was spared.
No.
The first line was, no one asked for this. And that pretty much was all that needed to be said.
Because here's the thing, too. If the show aired after Untucked, I would still give it like a watch just to see the mess. But whoever programmed that night last night, It was so disruptive. It ruined the vibe. The Untucked episode where you had that moment with Sasha Colby and Sugar and Spice where she was mothering mm-hmm. so hard was so sweet and sincere. And like, if you want to talk about like what people need to be seeing and the kind of content that we need right now, mm-hmm. it was that. It was that. Not like, yes, we can do the WeHo mess after, uh-huh. but like this show is not, you cannot watch this in a club, in a bar. You can't hear, like, it's not a bar show.
Not a bar show. It's going to fuck up the bar vibe because they got to
do. There was no comedy.
Their shows, they're waiting to watch the lip sync and then do Untucked, and then they'll do the shows and stunts afterward. Mm-hmm. This is going to be like a weird break. People are going to lose interest and leave the bar. It's not good. And that was an especially important Untucked last night, actually.
It was such an important one.
And so it needed to lead right into it. I feel it answered, or actually created a lot of questions and showed a very different side of a lot of these girls, specifically Sugar and Spice, and it needed to be seen, actually. So it's really a shame that a lot of people tuned out, didn't come back in. Definitely disruptive.
Yeah.
And it's the people they pick, too, that have a lot of people up in arms.
Curtis is hot. But, like, where's the comedy?
Yeah.
I need something that's, like, I want to laugh. It's
a
reality show.
I saw that Todrick issued sort of a statement in response that was like, I expected the community to rally around the community. And the exact words have been getting a lot of heat, actually.
Two things I think can also be true here. Mm-hmm. I think we need to be honest and also acknowledge that gay people are cruel to other gay people.
Yes.
That is a fact.
Yes.
1,000%.
Absolutely.
And it's something you have to like actively work on as like, I feel like in this community, it's like, you know,
I always say we eat our own, and that it's very, yes. very, very difficult to have any pop superstar, openly queer pop superstar, that the community champions. I think it's like next to impossible.
Yes.
In any truly mainstream way. I agree.
However, I can still watch a show and be like, you know, is this good or not?
Uh-huh.
As a reality TV fan, this was not giving fun. Or funny. The funniest part was the security guard standing in like the party, the one shot mm-hmm. that they did, and Joey's scene starting with the mist spray.
The editors had a lot of fun with that.
Mm-hmm. Out of a 45-minute show that were funny.
And the only one who provided drama was Jen, friend of Joey.
Oh my,
who stirred the pot. She was starting.
I got to give her props.
Todrick said, I want the queer community to have a conversation about why it is we'll praise women when they're in the similar position. I hope our show will break that mold and create a conversation about why it is there's negativity from within our own community.
Hmm.
It's casting.
I think I was open to the whole thing until I watched last night and experienced, because we watched it in a small setting. We didn't watch it in a bar.
Yeah.
So just how disruptive it was to the Drag Race experience, like actually sitting through it. And I was like, oh, and then we stuck around for Untucked. And I was like, oh my God, this was so much better. I would have watched this conversation in Untucked. I would have watched another hour of it.
Definitely.
Who at programming thought that this flow of content was good?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to sound like a hater, but I'm just like, if you're going to be on a reality show, be funny. Or, know what they could have done? Call it the fake friends of WeHo.
Lean into it.
Just go in.
Absolutely.
We're not dumb. The audience isn't stupid.
There is that.
Ugh. Honey.
I don't know. I do believe that.
Period.
There is truth to the fact that we definitely eat our own and don't respond to it well the same way when gay people get famous in general. I do agree.
Oh, yeah. The meanest people ever to me online have been other gays.
Yeah.
But I think I'm funny.
But I also didn't watch the show and think, like, this would be a good program if only people rallied around it. Like, I didn't watch it and think, like, oh, wow, they're being so mean, but this was actually worth it. Like, no.
If it had camp and a more, like, diverse variety of personalities and, like, people, like Jen.
Like Jen.
Like, if there was messy friends that were, like, sprinkled throughout,
mm-hmm.
it would have been funny.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I wasn't hooked. I was the one that said, like, we're watching WeHo. Like, was I not the...
You really championed that.
We're giving it a shot. I'm giving it a shot. It's the same production company that does Summer House, and Summer House is, like, one of the best shows on Bravo, in my opinion.
Okay, yeah.
which is strangers picked to live in a house. So I was like, okay.
And it truly probably needed to be strangers because we all have these preconceived notions about, well, at least two or three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't help much. They're already like vaguely established in entertainment world. So we're like, okay.
And I also think reality TV in general is a dying format.
It felt very dated.
Mm-hmm.
Like this specifically, this show felt very much like trying to reclaim the magic of an early Housewives and failing to do mm-hmm. so. Like, it's, we get it. You've seen Housewives, kind of, is
yeah.
the vibe of this show. Just, yeah,
but the best seasons of Housewives are the campy ones where they're not self-aware.
Right. It's always that.
It's like before they get their season two, season three glow up,
mm-hmm.
and now they're acting.
Yeah. And I just think it's, in general, the wrong move to deviate far from Drag Race, which has such a thirsty fan base. I think they could have turned Pit Stop into a full TV recap after Untucked. I think they could done Fashion Photo. Like, any of the WOW Presents programming probably could be turned into something after. They could have it go straight into midnight with content from Drag Race, and people would stay much longer, I think. I jokingly threw it in the Discord, but I actually think it's true. Even if Real Friends was a half hour, but it was like the Pit Crew Boys, that would be more engaging because it was like something connected to the Drag Race universe. I would rather build out that universe than commit to a new group. When you're in it for Drag Race for the evening, it could be a whole evening.
Yeah. And the marketing was way too serious too. Like, these group of friends and WeHo.
And it's like, the drama of the episode was because somebody was kind of normal at a party and eating snacks, and they were like,
you have social anxiety at my engagement party, honey. Then why are you even here? Get out, bitch. Like,
it's not the
idea. What do I know, though? Who am I? Who is T. Kyle in this world? Who is Adrian Maloof in this world? Like, we didn't even get one-liners.
When you think about, to be honest, when you think about when we watched The Avenue for the first time.
Oh, my God. The Avenue is fucking iconic.
If you've never heard of it, it is Gigi Gorgeous's early first foray into reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
And
very, like, boots on the ground produced version of
Canadian
The Hills.
Boots. Yeah.
And it is so funny.
It's so much better than this.
The nails clinking on the glass with the intervention. We all know why we're gathered here today. Rachel. Like, it's so funny.
Passion seat, my favorite.
We quote it.
Like, we quote it endlessly.
All the time.
Dan Rachel. Is my everything was my Wi-Fi password for years. Gigi moved to a city to be with this boy, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
And like the first episode, Dan is my everything.
Yep.
They break up within 30 seconds of the first
episode. So good. And like the dramatic shots on the beach.
Sorry for, truly nobody has seen this.
No.
But
they'll go looking now.
Yes. I do believe its existence has been wiped from the internet, except I know that we ripped it. It exists on somebody's hard drive.
You know what? Actually, because I remember sending the link to someone years ago. Let me see if it's unlisted.
I do think it's unlisted on YouTube.
Oh my God, let me see. This is like, I feel like I'm searching for gold right now. Okay, searching my Gmail for The Avenue. Oh my God, I emailed this to myself in 2017. Oh my God, I'm really hoping when I click this that it's still available and unlisted. Please, please. No! I'm so sad. I should have ripped all of these when I had the chance.
Somebody's got it.
No. What about season two?
Season two is there.
This past year has been one.
Oh my God, season two is still there.
Thank God.
Oh my God. Oh, this dramatic intro where mm-hmm. it's like, this past year of my life has been so dramatic.
I thought there wasn't going to be any drama this summer.
Yeah.
Oh God. It's gold on gold on
gold. Oh, it's so gold.
And it just really shows that this
comedy
doesn't compare to the real friends of WeHo.
Nope. Honey.
Honey.
Yeah. You know what I think they should have done for marketing? This is going to sound so bad.
What?
I feel like MTV should have withheld Todrick's checks up until premiere night so that he complained. And then everyone would be like, well, now you know how it feels. Allegedly.
They could have
done a good lawyer.
Allegedly.
I guess they could have done that for all of them. They could have taken away Joey's check mark. They could have had one of the celebrities cancel a styling appointment for Brad.
Okay, but that's actually funny, though. If they took away
Joey's... Torture these gay men.
If they took away his check mark on TikTok and on Instagram, it would be a whole episode.
Yeah. And I don't believe anybody else watched
No, like the moment, there was this moment on Housewives of Miami this week where the one girl sends an uninvitation and she sends her this box and it's like really cute and it's got a bow on it. And she sends to her house. And I'm like, oh my gosh, who is this from? And they're like, oh, it's blah, blah, blah. And she opens it and it's a mirror. And it says in etching on the mirror, it says like, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fakest of them all? Like, take a look. And it's a mirror. It is so camp. It's so
That's
brilliant.
Amazing.
Brilliant. That's why it's like, if you want to bring up Housewives and be like, well, why are they supporting women? Because it's funny. Like, there's funny shit that they do.
Yeah.
That's why. A-List was funny. Mm-hmm. Gallery Girls was funny. Mm-hmm. One season.
Yeah.
What do I know, though? I'm not the executive producer. So, good luck to them.
Good luck to them.
Could you imagine me on, like, a show like that?
Yes, I certainly would.
I would at least give you guys something.
Yes, you would.
I know how to make a GIF. So, like, I can... whatever. We've giving this too much promo.
We really are.
Too much promo. We tried, though.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be a hater bitch. So.
I did.
Well, you and the entire internet.
I know. But I actually, thing, like, is that if, thing of like, I watched like it and day, I was like, oh, it's actually as bad, if not worse.
Right. That's what I was like. I don't want to be a hater bitch because, like, mm-hmm, if, you know, one day, I mean, speaking of New Year's, you and I hosting New Year's Eve, when? Just saying.
Oh, right.
Give me 4 hours.
Sure.
I can talk about anything, okay? And I would make it funny. So I was like, I don't want to be a hater bitch because if I ever get an opportunity, I'm going to get the heat. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it just objectively wasn't funny.
No.
But yeah, Joey cracks me up. But like, no.
Yeah, but I think that's combined with like your crush from high school.
Oh, literally?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I did admit, I was like, this is the guy that I would hit on in like high school.
Yeah.
He's literally like the guy who told me that I was too ugly to shop at Hollister. And I was like, hot. Yeah. I told that story, right?
You have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like this, I think this really
is a deep,
jersey.
This is a deep rooted thing for you then.
Yeah. He was like super tan. He was like, you're too ugly to shop here. And I was like, got tea she spilled. I'm just going to go back to Old Navy. Oh, trauma.
Yeah. I wish he said that on the show. You're too ugly to come to my engagement party.
I wish. Yeah, especially compared to Drag Race too, with like so many of the memeable moments, like with Lucy DeLuca, like when she was crying last week and I was like, I just want to tell you that you slayed that. This is really dramatic, yeah, ambient music, like a string orchestra. there's no comparison.
No, there's not.
Anyway, enough about this. Well, back to some more queens, shall we?
Yeah, I think it's a queen-filled episode.
Speaking of being too ugly to shop at Hollister.
Well, we'll never be able to afford anything here.
I think it's time for a little segment that we like to call...
High fashion! So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion. Well, the girls are stepping out in their fall-winter fashions. Mm-hmm. And they're getting a little holy. Not referencing.
Mommy's on numbs, yeah, and he's getting
hot. I knew that was coming.
At the body shop.
Well, she does sing body shop. But we are talking
about... And candy shop.
And candy shop.
Is that like hated by Madonna stans, candy shop?
No, but it's just a little funny that she's brought it out on every tour. Because it's like, it's, oh, you bop. Really like that one.
Like, huh? Top five.
Well.
C-A-N-D-Y.
We have a good time. Madonna, in addition to announcing the tour, is on the cover of Vanity Fair Italia as the mother. She's mothering.
This is a slay.
This is
like, it's beyond. So good. It's blasphemous, but it's chic and it's subtle.
If there's one thing Madonna's going to do, it's commit some high fashion blasphemy.
Mm-hmm.
It is entirely in line with her entire era career of putting crucifixes in her. Well, no, she's never
done
that. Is
that a thing? Oh.
Well, no. She's like made out with it and whatever. Yeah. I love it. Love the inside spread as well. She has like this Last Supper kind of panoramic shots.
and they're all like melting over her, and she's like mothering them.
She's mothering.
And they're just like on the table, like spread with their tits out. And it's like all nudes. Ugh.
Yes, it's a very iconic.
It's very Sasha Colby comforting sugar.
Very that. And honestly, this is sort of the imagery I kind of wanted for the tour. It's just sort of regal, holy queen, mother.
Yeah, it's like she is the queen. She's
queen mother,
she is
Madonna.
The mother.
Mm-hmm. Can't say I'm disappointed in this one. This is a toot. This is a hit. This is fabulous. And, you know, it is January. It is nearing the end of January, if you can believe it, which means there's something around the corner.
February.
February. And you know what happens in February?
Shortest month of the year.
That's right.
Oh, it's like you.
Just like me.
Bradley Doop.
Doop. Not that. And in addition to being short, it is also Super Bowl season.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's been laying low, but she's about to be contractually obligated to come out.
Yeah. Finally.
Robin Rihanna Fenty is nearing the corner, turning the corner to the Super Bowl, and she's kicking things off. Oh, that's a reference.
Oh.
With her Valentine's Day Savage X Fenty.
Yeah.
Wear.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. For the holiday, if you want something sensual for your lover, try Savage X Fenty lingerie.
This promo was a slay.
Yes.
It was reminding me of old music videos, and I was like getting hype.
Well, that's all you're going to get.
I know.
We didn't even, speaking of Rihanna, we also got the new music in heavy quotes, mm-hmm. Apple Music teaser, where she walks in with that hair and gives you.
It was giving like Brooke Hogan Redemption intro.
Exactly that. Vibes. Clearly a reference.
Christina stripped intro.
Mm-hmm.
Where's she been? Where's R9? Oh my
Where's
God.
Where's R9?
When's she going to come back? Release when?
New
Navy
lip.
Shaking.
New lip color.
Yo, lip kid Hanny.
Except it wasn't even like a new cryptic instrumental. It was Needed Me from her latest album. Well, latest. 6 years ago.
Oh.
Six or seven years
ago. It's been a long time.
It's been a while. I believe it when I see it or hear it. I also don't think an artist has debuted new music at the Super Bowl.
Unsure.
I don't think so.
Someone probably has, but like...
Yeah, but like as far as the modern pop icon performances, I'm pretty sure there have been, like Madonna did Give Me All Your Love for the Super Bowl like 2 weeks before, you know, months before.
Yeah.
But I don't expect to hear a new song at the Super Bowl.
Me neither.
I don't expect a surprise album drop at midnight. It would be smart, but I don't know.
Agreed. It's going to be the hits, they're all hits, so it can be anything.
It can be anything. Just going to get on that field.
I did do a new remix.
That's right.
I'm going to give myself flowers.
You know what? When she doesn't provide, you make do for it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do what you got
to
do.
I was trying to do this like mashup of like interludes of like what I would like to see.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, this is going to take me like, I should have started this 3 months ago. So I just, you know, narrowed it down to Where Have You Been?
Yeah.
Into like a trancy deep house blend.
It is a
sleigh. I don't really know what it is, but I think I'm finding a sound.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is available now on
SoundCloud and YouTube.
That's right.
Not sponsored, but it is me.
It is a bop, and it really is an appropriate question to Rihanna.
Well, yeah, like that was, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Drag her a bit. You can all listen to that on SoundCloud and YouTube now.
Yeah.
It is a bop.
Self-promo.
Well, if she's not going to do it,
Someone needs to.
That's what we do here. We take matters into our own hands. Speaking of taking matters into our own hands, sometimes when we perceive a threat, we have to take care of it ourselves. And so do little maniacal robot shits.
Yes, I have another pick for high fashion this week, and it is M. Thregan's fall coat with sunglasses.
Serving. She is the daughter I never had.
She is the friend that everyone deserves.
She really is.
So we will be doing a full review over on our Patreon, patreon.com/legendsonly.
We'll tease it by saying the looks.
You need to see this movie.
But you need to see this
movie. Which, new year, new me, I faced my fear. I've had a decade-long fear of movie theaters.
Yeah.
And I faced my fear because I just was like, I need to see this so bad. And I trusted Brad, and I was like, okay, I feel safe. I was a little nervous, but I did it, and I'm so glad that I did.
I'm so glad you did. Mm-hmm. We went to my favorite theater I like to go to that I know is always chill. Got to recline in those seats that are very comfy.
Very spacious. Very spacious. Like, not a lot of people.
That's what I'm saying. I love to go to it. And we had been to the watch party for Drag Race where all of them were clamoring about Megan. Mm-hmm. And we said, you know what? We better expedite this. And we saw it literally like 12 hours later.
I want to see it again.
Same. Big time. We will discuss it in the bonus episode, but we will just tease the fact that she brought the fashion.
Yeah, and it lives up to the hype.
Most importantly, it lives up to the hype, which is impossible because it's been everywhere. And the Rotten Tomatoes score was so high that I was like, this can't be right.
Yeah, I was like trying to, I'm like, oh, I don't really trust this. Like, everyone's hyping it up. Like, maybe people are paid off insider.
Yeah.
You know, right? M3GIN insiders.
Yeah.
But no, it lives up to the hype. Definitely. I needed, we'll get it. I'm so excited to talk about this.
Well,
if anyone out there listening, hello out there, is working on the sequel or knows someone who is working on the sequel, I have so many ideas. I would be absolutely honored to have a consultation call. Brad, you can speak for it.
Yep.
I literally could not stop talking about plot ideas for Megan 2.
She's got ideas.
How many would you, at least five or seven. And were they good?
Yes, they were.
Okay. Because the entire time we walked from like the theater to dinner and at dinner, I was like, oh my God, what if this is Megan 2? And then what if it did this? And then this could happen and it's set in real day. So anyway, I'm just putting that out there. But if you would like to hear our actual review, head on over to Patreon.
We are not paid off by any of the following products.
No.
But I'm assuming they would like to.
I would take a sponsorship from this next product. They're very cute.
Oh, same. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, when she's not on The Masked Singer or suing Robin Anton or making TikToks.
Get a good lawyer.
Nicole Supervillain Scherzinger is launching or had already launched a line called Nalu for your bed and bath needs, including sheets and pillows and whatever you like.
Bed, bath, and buttons.
Bed, bath,
and buttons. Look at that.
She's hot as a stove. She's comfy as a bed. Her name is Nicole. Let's get a little wet, but not on the sheets.
Ooh. Sometimes that happens, I
sometimes
think.
That does happen. Well, we'll have to, I have not tried it yet, but we're going to go out there and I'm going to get, pick me up some Nalu bedding. See how the...
It's kind of cute.
The killer love stuffing in the pillows and the big fat lie comforter.
Big fat lie down.
Big fat lie down. Yeah. She's got... What can I say? She's got several irons in the fire. None of them are a Pussycat Dolls to reunion.
I would have fun interviewing Nicole Scherzinger. I kind of want to do that. I would probably get in trouble, but like...
I want to. I definitely want to. I just don't actually know how to frame it.
Yeah. I know, same.
Wait, I need to see what Nalu stands for. Now I'm curious.
I believe it's ocean or like water. I think. I'm probably wrong. I don't think I'm wrong. I might be right on this one. It's something connected to the ocean. Oh. If I'm right, I'm going to feel so smart.
Let's see. Does she have like a...
What does Nalu mean? Yeah, it's the Hawaiian word for wave.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh my God, I did know that. Nalu means wave and surf in Hawaiian.
Well, it does look very peaceful and ocean-esque. The designs, not sponsored. Speaking of not sponsored, we've got some other things.
I know. We have so many breaking news stories.
Yeah, breaking.
This shade is so good.
Did you see... Morphe has shuttered its doors. End of an era.
End of an era.
And you did it at my birthday dinner.
Yes, the physical stores are no more. Now, is the entire company under, or is it just transitioning back to digital?
So I may have spent a little bit more time than I probably should have investigating this situation.
I don't find that surprising.
You know, sometimes I fall into YouTube rabbit holes.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks I'm stupid, but like, I'm just really smart about things that don't matter. So
there's a difference.
Yes. So the parent company that runs Morphe and Jaclyn Hill Cosmetics and other things is declaring bankruptcy. So it's like affecting all of them.
Got it.
So yeah.
Gotcha. It is the end of an era. Obviously, we couldn't escape a MUA tutorial without a Morphe brush in hand.
Nope, a Morphe code.
A James Charles palette. A Jaclyn Hill palette.
Dramageddon.
Dramageddon.
Truly an era, like probably the last era of like YouTube.
Yeah.
I think it will have a resurgence soon. I'm not going to say why I predict that, but like I do feel it will.
Mm-hmm. But in the beauty space?
I don't know about the beauty space, but
either.
I think vlogs are going to come back.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll just say, it's not like I have insider tea. So I'm like, why am I? YouTube is going to start monetizing shorts in February.
They weren't already?
No.
Oh.
They're just like spamming you with shorts. So
shorts are their ripoff of TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you can do shorts to promote like a longer video. Mm-hmm. And so what I think is going to happen is once it becomes monetizable, the girls are going to move back to YouTube and then do longer. Like the short can be, here's how I do this eye makeup. Mm. For the full tutorial on my full face, watch this. I'm basically giving the girls some free, you know, promo marketing, but I think it's going to go hand in hand.
Well, they definitely should monetize it quick because, yeah, TikTok is beating their ass.
Yeah. The creators will go where the money flows.
That's right.
And then the audience follows.
That is true.
Yeah. I felt so cool the other day. So I did an alumni event like at my college where I talked to like students.
Oh, you when?
Last week.
Wait, I don't think I knew that.
Girl, she was busy this little break. Oh. I was, you know, attending to other things.
You went to FIT?
It was on Zoom because it's still like, they're trying to be like COVID safe.
Oh, okay, okay.
And I was talking to these girls and we got into this whole discussion of Dramageddon.
Oh my God.
And they're like, oh my God. They're like, you know about Dramageddon? I'm like, please. I was like, I'm an expert.
Do I suck dicks and cocks?
Like, literally, I was like, and you did it at my birthday dinner. I'm like talking to these like 21 year olds.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like so ancient, but it was really fun. And now I want to be a professor.
You always did though.
Yeah. No, I do. But this was like a nice, because I was like, I was literally the oldest one. And I was like, oh my God, I'm a dinosaur, but I need to let the kids know that like I'm cool, you know?
Here's how I'll do it.
Yeah.
With Jaclyn Hill.
Literally.
Wow.
I like threw out a little TikTok reference. I'm like, hey, kids. Yeah. No, they were really sweet.
Your camera comes on and you're just doing the Wednesday dance.
Literally, I was like, they're like, oh, what year did you graduate? I was like 2010. They were like, oh.
Oh, I was born like, then.
Literally. But no, it was really fun. And now I want to be a college professor.
I love that.
In addition to like an FBI agent and like a remixer.
Yeah.
How can I make it all work? It's not enough time.
How does she do it? A woman really can do it all.
No. Time management.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was just like my moment where I felt like I was still cool. You know?
We don't have many of those moments anymore.
No. I don't.
No.
I don't.
No. Well, speaking of MUAs.
Yes.
The REM Beauty.
The REM-MUA.
REM-MUA.
People know that MUA stands for makeup artist,
B-I-C-T-H, right? Herself. Yeah, MUA is makeup artist. For anyone who did not know that. A-R-E.
What does REM Beauty stand for? R-E-M?
REM, like the REM cycle, like rapid eye movement.
Oh. Ariana, what are you doing here?
Ariana.
Yeah, so Ariana is currently filming Wicked.
Yeah.
Which is a musical.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Wicked?
I have not.
Me neither. I know the song, but like I haven't seen it. I'm a
Defying
clown.
Gravity.
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
And Popular.
Right. Like I get it. I will see it someday eventually.
I live right near it and I haven't gone.
Oh, that's true. That's really bad.
Doxing myself.
I know. I walk by it. We'll see it eventually. It's important.
I feel like I would cry.
Okay. I don't know.
Like, Defying Gravity is like a power ballad, and it makes me very emotional, even though I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah,
you know,
so you'll cry. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't like that.
I think we should see it. Maybe that's part of my New Year's resolution.
We could go see it before it is in theaters.
Well, that's
easy. We got 2 years. Great.
Because it's like, yeah, and it's going to be split into two movies now.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Don't know.
With different cast?
No, the same. They're going to do like a, you know, like Harry Potter's final movie was two movies.
Yeah, that was Clown.
Yeah. They're going to milk it for all it's worth.
Oh, jeez.
You know.
Ariana, why are you still here? Anyway, so Ariana is on socials, and I want to read a tweet from one of my favorite Twitter accounts, Hey Jay, that is spelled HeyJayEee. Must follow. Hey Jay and Yolanda Pfister are the must follows on Twitter. Like, literally the only reason why I still use that shithole app.
Oh my God.
It's, everyone's so negative on there, but like, they're the only two people who are funny. Just saying. Am I wrong? I mean,
no, they're so funny.
Yeah. So Hey Jay tweeted and said, Ariana dressed as an uncut dick singing Over the Rainbow is giving me the serotonin I need today.
She was.
Yeah.
She was. She was
really cozy.
Yeah, she was cozy. I know. She sang Over the Rainbow. Kristen Chenoweth duetted it, did her duet with her.
Mm-hmm.
It was lovely. I know. This after the attack. Did you see that tweet that went viral that was like, Ariana's not a gay icon. Stop upright, like, raising up these straight women that are boring or whatever it was.
Oh, God. Was that from my account like 10 years
ago?
Yeah,
probably. It was a resurfaced tweet and everyone came for you.
I was a little bit of an Ariana hater back in the day.
Well, it all happened
because...
We've
talked about this, though.
Yeah. It happened because of her entrance into Drag Race where she said, Mother has arrived, which was a reference. It wasn't her saying that about herself.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
And so they took that clip and they were like, ugh. Like,
she's not Mother.
She's Cousin. Yeah, it was like, if you knew that was just a reference, you can cool your jets. Also,
yeah,
it wasn't that serious.
Honey.
It's just an appearance on a show.
I know. I was really just mad at my own, like, aging.
Oh.
Is really what it came down to.
That's a constant theme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I stand now.
We get little bits and pieces of her now.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think she's smart about it. She's protecting her peace.
Oh, I definitely support that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're excited for the movie. And hopefully we get some new bops from Ariana soon as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of her stems in like various remixes that I'm also like playing with as well.
I'm sure you have Into You.
I have Breathe In. I have Into You. Thinking About You, I do have a festival remix out.
That's true, you mm-hmm. do.
Yeah. Her, they're so good. The layers. Anyway.
Ugh.
On the subject of Queens of Pop, our queen has made some headlines in recent weeks while we have been off.
Yes.
There's been a lot of discussion on TikTok, on the blogs,
mm-hmm.
and everything. And a lot of people have wanted to know, you know, we do come from a Britney podcast where we talked about her for months. And a lot of people have asked me what I think is going on. What do I think about this? Did I see this? Did I read this? So, okay. Here's how I feel about this whole situation. I read everything, I watch everything, I see everything. However, I have been wrong in the past, jumping to conclusions about what I think is going on while having no information to base off of. So I am uninterested in every single week building a narrative or interpreting what I think is going on because my perception is not reality. It's just a perception. And I've made the mistake in the past of jumping to a narrative that I thought was something based on absolutely no facts and caught a lot of heat for it. And so I am consuming and I am just like a little sponge. I am reading, watching, and like I've always said, wishing her nothing but the best as she is on this, what I feel is a healing journey
mm-hmm.
as she enters into this new chapter of her life.
Nicely put.
But yeah. I do. I literally see everything. I just don't feel like I need to comment on everything.
Yeah.
That's one lesson. I know I have a podcast. Someone's like, well, you have a podcast.
We do comment on things.
I can hear it. Like, yes.
It's something I don't want to weigh in on.
Same.
Doesn't make me feel good.
Mm-hmm. I also just don't think it's fair for me, like, who the fuck am I, to build a narrative over, like, building a new narrative around her words.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's fair to her. and we're still waiting for a book. And like, we're, you know, she leads the way.
Yeah.
I think is my take on it. So, yeah.
Yeah. Gives me no pleasure to weigh in on it. So.
No.
I choose my own destiny.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of the TikToks are going too far. Mm-hmm. I don't appreciate seeing people harassing her and bullying her on her appearance and her makeup and her hair and her outfits. Mm-hmm. Does not make me feel good. And I also don't feel like giving it my energy.
Exactly.
I just hit not interested on the TikTok and I move on.
Which doesn't work for me.
Sometimes it doesn't work.
Right?
Yeah.
Especially when you're like not interested in this user and the same user pops up. So
you have to hit block sometimes.
I'm going to have to hit block. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I run, sometimes I block.
Yeah. That is the one app where the mute feature doesn't really work.
It's
always.
Really, she's like, I'm not taking that too seriously. I know you said don't show me. I'm going to show you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That mute feature on TikTok is like a light suggestion. It doesn't take it seriously.
Yeah. Well, speaking of TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of TikTok.
What I am seeing on TikTok is the new toy, the DJ toy. When I turn red, say something, and I'll turn it into a song. And it's just like, daddy, daddy. Me making a remix.
Absolutely, yo. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's come to no surprise that this toy has been hijacked by mostly gay men.
Yeah.
Recording inappropriate things for this thing to sing back in a remix. If you've seen it, perhaps, it's this little bouncing shit that you hit the button and you say something real quick and then it plays it back. You've seen this kind of toy before, but this is the latest version.
Do you have a yak back? Do you remember those?
Yes. Yeah. I remember that. And then you can make them talk to each other and that's increasingly chaotic. Yeah, good times. Check it out at your local Toy Mart.
I know. Well, the one feature I do love about TikTok is when it brings you back to things that are connected. To like, you get a second angle of a, you know, something or like another POV.
Yeah.
So the voice actress who did the like, say, so, when I turn red, she did a TikTok where she was like, because she's been seeing it, everyone's.
Oh. Oh my God.
That is the power of TikTok.
That is. The algorithm brings you back.
There's also the dupe trend. Have you seen this?
Yes, this is the latest comment trend. If you've seen this in the comments, now you'll be informed. If you don't know, it's basically just yelling dupe at something that is reminiscent of another thing.
Yep.
So, for instance, Willa Ford, her comments would be filled with Britney dupe in 1999.
Chucky doll. T. Kyle dupe.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sometimes used as shade and sometimes praise.
Yeah, the best one is the two kids that are in the Walmart and they go through like, it's so long. It's like 5 minutes long.
Yeah.
It's so fucking funny. We'll find it and we'll clip it. We'll put it on our Instagram.
I'm also really enjoying the trends where it's usually like a group of 4 to 6 friends sit in camera and they just did it for a Broadway. I think 6 of the musical's performers did it. Where they just read a list of things that would kill a pilgrim if they learned about them now. And you can't laugh. And so they just sit monotone and stare at the camera and they say things. Oh, I'm sorry, it wasn't a pilgrim. It is a Victorian child.
M. Thregan.
Yes. It's really funny. That's just different groups of people do that.
The voice effects on TikTok now send me.
Oh, they're good.
Oop. Well, other things that are sending me on TikTok, if you have not seen, go to TikTok and search Ramona Singer Zoom. You will be thoroughly entertained.
Now, is she leading like a masterclass?
A masterclass is
it's generous, I realize.
But her and her daughter Avery did this business 101
Women
course.
In business course.
Yeah. And it is so unhinged. And there were technical difficulties where they couldn't figure out. Yeah, they couldn't figure out how to mute everyone. And so there are dozens of POVs from this course. I'm so bummed that I didn't see the link because I would have signed up to do it.
You have to be on the next live stream for sure.
Literally. But that's another thing that's new about TikTok I've noticed is every comment section has a top search. Did you see that? Oh my gosh. It's so... Like, I've already spending too much time on TikTok, and now that they've added that, I love a good search.
That's why she's outselling Google now.
Yeah.
People go to, I was watching one this morning and the girl said, I needed to figure out how to, I think it was like, oh, I didn't know this was a thing. She's like, I'm in Australia and the tampons are different. So the first thing I did, obviously, was go to TikTok and search how to use Australian tampons. In my mind, I was like, oh, her response was to go to TikTok, not Google.
Yeah.
Because the girls are going to TikTok to search things now. That's a whole other story, especially the Australian tampons. But
it's true. But like, I remember going to YouTube back in the day to figure out how to tie a tie.
Oh, yeah.
So like stuff like that. I'm like, I don't know how to do this. But now TikTok, it's everything.
Mm-hmm.
But then there'll always be like a, I don't know. It's like if you see like a something that's about like a story and you don't know what's going on, you can just click the search button and there's something to tell you what's going on.
There sure is.
Also, did you see the tweets of Keke Palmer playing The Sims 4?
Yes.
Have you seen that saga?
I did.
That is a reality show. Cancel Real Friends of WeHo and give this an hour.
Real Sims of Keke Palmer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The best part about this is she uses mods and custom content. She is a simmer.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
She uses Motherload.
Literally. CC.
Oh, my God.
The one where, like, she loaded in the custom model for the one character and it errored out. She was like, oh, she needs help. And it was like, oh, it's just because it was, like, an errored
We'll
mod.
Have to post some of the videos of it.
Oh, it's so funny. And she just is improving conversations between her Sims in real time. It's oh, she's so fucking funny. And then lastly, speaking of conversations, we have a big shout out to give to Evan Ross Katz, who had the honor.
The privilege. What privilege?
Of sitting on the very Delta couch with the Delta work. And they hit it off too.
They really did. I told some tales.
I felt like Evan gave Delta, like she has like a whole new like life. She's like, oh, I'm not crazy. Other people think this. And he's like, yeah. Like,
yeah.
He gave her validation.
No, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a very entertaining episode. And he gave her some food for thought.
Yeah.
And yeah, they discussed being a particular person who has interests versus being easygoing. I liked that little segment. And Evan had some anecdotes about things that gay men are doing in airplanes and stuff. That
would kill a pilgrim.
That would absolutely kill a pilgrim. But yes, shout out to Evan Katz for a very Delta episode. I mean, that is the highest honor, to be honest.
It really is.
Very entertaining.
And I see that one gay swirling a drink like this and going, yes, bitch, yes, girl.
That's literally like the Real Friends of WeHo.
I wish it was.
Oh, I want to hear Delta Work's opinion on the Real Friends of WeHo.
I'm
very interested in that conversation.
I would love to hear it.
Joey on Very Delta.
That would be painful. Honey.
Yeah, it would be.
Yep.
Period. Well, before we get into the new bops of the week, we do have bonus episodes that you can check out on patreon.com/legendsonly, where we do an after show every single week after the show. As well as this week, we will be doing a M3GIN review. And there are dozens of other episodes as well, if you would like to check that out and support this podcast directly. And if you don't want to do that, that's fine. It's totally fine.
Kind of awkward, but it's fine.
No, I don't think it's awkward.
Yeah, it's fine.
Eggs are like $8. I get it. Like,
that's true.
But for free, you can scroll down on your podcast app here on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and hit 5 stars.
And it helps us a lot.
It does.
The algorithm.
And if you want to even go an extra mile, you can leave a review.
Yeah.
Like type it out and then hit submit.
Real words. Mm-hmm. That helps so much. And it brings the podcast to the top of the charts and the algorithm and the recommendation of it all. We love to see
it. And if you think that this podcast is only 1 star, that's okay too. But just like don't hit the 1 star. You know what I mean?
Right. It's very that.
Like it's okay that you think that. That's fine.
Yeah, but keep it to yourself.
You're entitled to your wrong opinion. It's at least 2 stars, to be honest. Like on a bad day.
Yeah.
But like just, you know, keep it to yourself. Like,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we appreciate all the support in all seriousness. In all forms.
Yeah. Let's talk about bops.
Let us talk about the bops of the week, month. of the time
yeah.
that we have been gone.
I know. When the new year started, I was so nervous because I'm like, what am I going to listen to on Spotify that I'm going to get scalped for in 12 months from now?
Oh my God.
You know?
I mean, there's so much that's been going on. It was a quiet first few weeks, though.
I can't wait to see how this turns out.
Well, you know, sometimes our queens of pop go through breakups, and sometimes they handle them diplomatically, and sometimes they jump on a freestyle track by an Argentinian DJ and completely go scorched earth. Shakira did the latter and set the internet ablaze with a freestyle that truly left no room for interpretation. This is called BZRP Music Session 53.
Bizarre.
Bizarre. With Bizarrap and Shakira. So what he does is he is a YouTuber, producer. He has a freestyle track and he has people come in and do verses on it, freestyles. And he's gotten increasingly bigger and bigger names. I first heard of him because he had a Puerto Rican trans rapper on it last year, which was amazing. And I was sort of just hooked at that point and interested in hearing more. And none other than Shakira showed up to do one, which now I don't know how much you know about everything.
I did a little digging because I didn't realize they broke up.
Yeah.
And then I read a article that explained the whole story and how she found out. And
yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. The alleged reason.
Yeah, allegedly.
But
the flavor.
The flavor. So Shakira and Piqué split last year. And she was pretty minimal in the press, I would say, for the first few months. But
yeah, I feel like it was pretty quiet.
Yes.
Yeah.
However, the allegations were really loud that he had cheated with a younger woman named Clara. And that becomes relevant because of this song. So she does some really clever word play in the song. She says things like Clara mente, which is clearly, but she's Ooh. Calling her out. And she says salpique, which is she drops a tear onto the camera when she's saying, sorry, I splashed you. But in Spanish, it's salpique. And so she's referencing his name in it. And Clara Mente, and the whole track
oh, so smart
is sorry you can't handle a she-wolf like me. She calls out her age. She's like, I'm worth more than a 22-year-old. She goes all the way in. She's like, everyone thinks you're a hero, but you weren't there for me when I needed you. And right now, like, the media and the government are hounding me, the Treasury, the IRS. Like, she calls out her tax evasion allegation issues. She goes all the way in. She calls out living next to her ex-mother-in-law. She reportedly put like a scary witch on her balcony.
Iconic.
Iconic.
That's real, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the song, in my opinion, from the start is a bop. I'm actually obsessed with the song. And now there's dances to it on TikTok. But combined with the chisme of it all, the gossip and the shade of it all, the song soared to number one on global Spotify and broke all sorts of records for, I think, the biggest Latin song ever on Spotify. And
108, about to be 109 million streams on Spotify alone.
That's crazy. Yeah, it had like 60 million views on YouTube within like 24 hours. It's just
that's
no
like
one.
That's like 1/6 of Waka Waka already.
Wow, that is crazy. It's just nobody's would have ever expected her to be so publicly eviscerating. And of course, all these only straight men are like clutching their pearls, like, think about the children. How can you say that in public about? It's like, please, when we have all of these awful men who drag their exes or drag women regularly, you have fucking clown Drake saying that shit about Megan. And like, it's like, please. Also, she's an artist. She can express herself as she wants. And if she wants to fucking go scorched earth, she can.
Yeah.
Especially if any of this is the allegations about the cheating and stuff, if it's true, I don't blame her for feeling a type of way. So yeah, she just fucking went in, and I think I'd really legitimately love the song. It's just very intensely clear that it's about her ex. There's no room for interpretation with this one.
Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
We love to see it.
We do.
All these men getting so angry already this year,
right?
Do you see the M&M's drama
yep.
too?
They're always mad about the M&Ms.
I know. The M&Ms causing so much drama, too. When are they going to release the bag with all the men on it? Did you see that?
That the men are being persecuted because there's not enough male M&Ms?
Well, because they did the all-female one.
Yeah.
And then some guy on Twitter, and I thought it was parody, but apparently it's not, was like, I'm boycotting M&Ms until they release an all-male bag.
We're all chocolate inside.
And I'm just like, okay. And then so he was like, I'm getting a Twix instead. And so someone like dug in. It's the same company.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He was like, okay. Love Twitter. But anyway.
Yeah. And now there's this whole meme because of Shakira, because allegedly the reason she figured it out is because there's strawberry jam in her fridge and like only she eats it and it was going down a lot. So she was like, who's eating my jam? Is the alleged story. I kind of love it if that's.
Believe it.
Yeah. Who's eating my jam? So there's like all these memes of people like, there's jam memes.
I wonder if she'll reference that at some point in the future.
Maybe. She should do a TikTok eating jam or something.
Oh my gosh, a mukbang.
She also looks.
A sponsorship.
She looks phenomenal. She's been in these dancing videos lately. Like, she looks too. She looks so good. Hell hath no fury like a she-wolf scorned.
Ooh.
Truly.
Album title.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Dirty laundry service.
Ooh.
Oh, what else? Well, speaking of women stepping out solo, actually, shout out to Allison Goldfrapp of Goldfrapp, who is officially embarking on a solo career this year. And she's kicking it off with a few dance floor collaborations. She said she's got some friends from Clubland she's doing some bops with first. First is with Claptone, and it's called Digging Deeper.
Bop. Bop, 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 bop.
Absolutely a bop. Sounds sort of like an Ibiza 90s, 2000s mm-hmm. disco summer
vibe. A little Confessions vibe. Mm-hmm. Era.
Definitely. Not totally out of the Goldfrapp universe, but the beginning of her solo chapter. So I'm really excited to hear it. Goldfrapp, legendary, visionaries, Strict Machine. I mean, all the way through Rocket, everything. So good. Speaking of visionaries.
Ooh.
Oh my goodness.
There is a visual we have a to visual, talk about.
Yes.
Now, I was going to put this in high fashion, but like, it's not really fashion. It's
right.
Like,
right.
Tits
design.
Tits out, ass out.
Right.
The EP cover. For Ice Spice's new EP, which is called ...? Is so fucking good.
It really is.
It is by an artist named Poi and Keely, P-O-I-A-N-D-K-E-E-L-Y, on Instagram. It is a slay.
It is a slay.
It kind of reminds me of Studio Killers.
Yes, it's extremely Studio uh-huh. Killers.
She's like this little 3D girl with like a huge ass.
Yes.
And tits. Ugh. Bending over with her puss in your face. Oh,
perfect. And perfectly edited into. Now, I also partook in this, the Scream 6 teaser.
Oh, yeah.
There was a clip. I did the one with Christina, but there was one of her doing.
bent over with her ass
out. Yes, bent over. Perfect as well. And yeah, how can I lose if I'm already chose? Like, save me 3 years in therapy with that line alone. Truly. Ice Spice, hottest new thing on the streets right now. Very, very entertaining, memeable, and yet also taking over the charts. She was on that New Yorker cover, right?
Yep.
Yep.
She's in that.
Excited to see where these things lead us. But I also, once that cover came out, I was like, oh, that's really good.
Oh my God. And the artist's Instagram is phenomenal too.
Mm-hmm.
You really did start a little trend there with that Scream edit, by the way. It's so fucking funny.
All roads lead to Legendina and specifically your body. And
oh my God, it was so, the bat turn with Lotus. Like the shing. So funny. I was genuinely confused for a split second because I didn't watch the actual trailer.
Yeah.
And so I was like, what is this? And then I was like, oh.
I know.
When does that come out?
March. I am ready. Very excited. Mm-hmm. Scream 6 incoming. It looks very expensive and ambitious, kind of, actually.
Yeah,
to have it in
New
York.
York.
Yeah. There's like a whole shrine to all the killers in the trailer. Courtney Cox gets her call from Ghostface. It looks really entertaining and intense, as always. So I'm excited for it. I'm a big Scream fan, and I'm enjoying the way that they're kind of bringing in the new generation. Of course, Jenna Ortega, Scream Queen. So
Still confuses me every time I see it.
Which one?
Jeannie Ortega.
Jeannie
Ortega. I can't unhear it.
Well.
Also, I have something. I'm going to be brave enough to say this because you're sitting in front of me right now.
Uh-oh.
People who stan Scream, I feel like they might need like a visit from the FBI. You know, like a little bit of like a background check, because I don't understand why you stan a killer.
I mean, but
for that long.
That applies to Jason Voorhees. That applies to Michael Myers.
I don't stan them.
I stan all of them. I love every. I know. It's, you know.
You know, it's not like he's a singer. Like, he doesn't have bops. Like,
I'm not happy with what they're doing. Well, sometimes they're deserved, but I guess it's just, I love an iconic.
Is it the thrill of the chase? Is that what it is?
It's an iconic villain. I think there's something about villains. There's actually this. And I still have to see it. There's this whole documentary about queer people and horror movies and outsiderdom and loving horror movies and all of that. But in any case, I don't know what it is. I love all the villains. Freddy, Chucky, Jason.
M3Gen. Yeah.
Bruce from Jaws, of course. I don't know. I'm always... It's not like I'm necessarily rooting for them. In Scream, it's a giant narrative. And so... I do always love a self-reference. I love a reference. And Scream is like Easter
like
egg
universe.
Upon Easter egg of
Got
like,
it.
Yes, connecting back to the original murder and all of that. It's always like there's something. And it's meta. And a lot of the movie is about making fun of sequels, trilogies, and horror movie expectations. A lot of it is commentary as it's happening.
Is it camp?
It is camp.
Okay.
It can be campy. It's pivoting scarier, I would say. The third one is pure camp, for sure. Courtney Cox's bang specifically, and Parker Posey. But I would say it is also getting a little, I think it's getting more vicious for sure. But
yeah, I can't do that.
Things. I know.
Like the people who stan Jeffrey Dahmer and like gore.
Well, that I don't. That gets into a different world for me. I don't like true crime, actually. I'm not a true crime person.
No.
I prefer the fantasy. Anyway.
Well.
I mean, Jason versus Freddy, Kelly Rowland.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Highly recommend that. Highly recommend Jason X in Space as well. Excellent.
Wow.
But that's movies. We're back to music.
Oh, okay. So I have a string of bops that I will just quickly give a shout out to. The first one is by Grace Gustad. Did I pronounce that right? Nothing to Me. And then for all three of you that are on the same melodic house journey as me, there's a track called All Night Long by Marsh that is very pretty. It has a little bit of trance inspired to it. It has nostalgia, but he talks about that era really inspiring it. A classic house vocal, love. Becky Hill, vocal chanteuse, just came out with a cover of Heaven by DJ Sammy. I thought she did well with it.
I was surprised.
She could have gone off a little more with the vocal.
Yeah.
Because she can sing.
She can.
I was waiting for the big note. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to do it here. I can't. I can't hit that note. Also, I feel like I'm going to get dragged for this, but Joel Corey has a new remix of Tate McRae's 1035 with Tiesto. Bop.
Joel Corey kind of can't do any wrong.
I've been listening to a lot of Joel Corey.
Well.
You may hear it in some of my remixes. His style is very much like, know what I like about a remix? One that stays closer to the original so you can sing along when you listen to it for the first time, but has something different, like a vocal repetition.
Yeah.
Or something that's pulled from it that's changed into something new, but it follows the original.
Yeah.
It's like a remake. Anyway. And then finally, my favorite song that has come out so far this year right now, Red Flags by Mimi Webb. Bop.
Mimi Webb's been killing it with the pop bops lately.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she's kind of cornering a market that Dua has left, that kind of good, strong chorus pop bops. I mean, not that Dua's busy working on DL3. DL3, oh my God.
Oh, wow.
Discreet
what
Dua.
What user is that? Yeah.
But yeah, no, bop. Meanwhile, speaking of Spotify charts and setting records, Miss Miley Cyrus is back.
She is.
And she's brought flowers. And she is slaying all these records with it in the process.
She is shattering the girls already.
This is her first release since Plastic Hearts and the Attention Live collection, Flowers. It is, you know, about flowers. Yes. So the song is very much a self-empowerment anthem, a emancipation, a liberty walk, if you will.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. About buying yourself flowers, taking yourself to dance.
Oh my God. No, what? Speaking of that album, M3GAN should have sang I'm Not Your Robot.
Oh God. Robot is one of my favorite Miley songs. She should have. I'm going to pitch that.
Yeah.
I don't know who to whomst.
Well, we just put it out in the universe. So the universe. M3GAN 2.
Robot. In any case, part of the reason I think this song is exploding is not unlike Shakira, where stan accounts have really gotten carried away with creating lore around this music video and this song. And it's gone from like Miley released this on ex Liam Hemsworth's birthday to Miley is wearing the exact tuxedo coat that Liam wore when he gave her a side eye on this red carpet.
In the house
where he cheated allegedly 14 cheated. Times.
Yeah.
And like, it's gotten so over the top.
Is any of it true?
I don't think so.
I saw the connection between the songs. Like someone was like, oh, it sounds like this Bruno Mars song. That's this and blah, blah,
yes.
blah.
And allegedly he dedicated that song to her at some point.
Right.
And this is her response to that song, if that's true. But there's like at least 10 theories, alleged accusations about what this song or video represents, which I think has just propelled the interest.
Yeah.
I definitely think people want backstories to break up bops and things like that. It just fuels the flame so much. And it's a bop. Yeah. It's got sort of a I Will Survive-esque undertone to it. It's definitely going closer back to Malibu, bop. Younger Now kind of Miley. And yeah, it's coming from her album Endless Summer Vacation, coming in March. A love letter to Los Angeles, which the video very much is as well. It's very live, love, laugh in LA. Very taking in the Hollywood Hills, doing some self-care, getting
breezy.
Your core work in, and then getting your tits out in a jacket at
Literally.
The very end.
It's a vibe.
It's very much a vibe. I think that dance at the end is very much like super Miley, very extremely her vibe. It's a little provocative, but it's mm-hmm. power suit kind of. It's cool.
It's breezy, but it's got an edge. Mm-hmm. It's chill, but you can shake your tits.
Yes.
You know, like that's the best.
That is the best. I think it's a nice first touch, first taste of whatever's coming. I can kind of already see the vibe of it. And yeah, and of course we have the album cover.
Like, Slay. Yeah.
Like Mother, Like Mother's Daughter. Very much giving, and I think an obvious reference to Madonna's Sex Book with her hands up, tits out, holding on. This is Miley holding on to a trapeze and looking so hot in this like outfit, black bodysuit, which also, as the press release pointed out, was actually her hanging from a trapeze. It wasn't Photoshop. Because now I just think everything is.
Fake. Yeah.
But she's fully actually doing it, which is better and very cool. I mean, I know it's not like a crazy stunt, but it's still cool that she actually did do that.
It's also a meaning to it, which is like a circus kind of. And she's just...
What is the concept?
Circus. But like, to me, when I first saw it, I was like, it's very in control.
Uh-huh.
She's on this trapeze and she's just slaying. And she's like, there's a circus around me.
Uh-huh.
And
I'm clowns
just gonna,
around me.
Yeah. She's just chilling and she's... In a subtle, like, her legs look good.
Her
and
legs
she's
look
just
so
like.
Good.
Also, they say that that's really hard to do. Like, you can trapeze at Chelsea Piers.
Oh.
Did you know that? Not sponsored.
Oh, yes, 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 I did.
we should do that.
That would be fun. You fall on the net.
Yeah. But I
like
heard
to dangle
like a
after
really
a workout.
Hard, yeah.
On the bar, not even do pull ups or anything. Just dangle for a little bit. It stretches out your. Yeah. Stilettos on, and she's wearing the heels too, which makes this a very sexy photo. Also, it gave me just a little bit, always a reference, Britney 3. Get those hands up on the bar.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Me on the subway.
Yeah.
Before Ghostface stabs me. Oh, God. That's
too much.
Oh, no.
Too much. But yeah, she's slaying with the song right now. I'm really excited that the album's coming sooner rather than later.
Me too. I was nervous it was going to be like a really long wait.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm already like, I'm ready for this.
And I'm also very ready for anything summer vacation-y early. Mm-hmm. I'm always down for.
The timing's perfect too, because like something Super Bowl fun. Is something in the middle of February. Mm-hmm. And then it's Miley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm definitely pleased with the rollout.
Didn't Femme Fatale came out in March, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's okay. I immediately was like, this is going to be a summer album.
Yeah.
Finally.
Finally.
Did you watch her New Year's Eve special?
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. So much we haven't covered.
With
yes.
Dolly.
With Dolly. Their duet made me emotional. Also, I just didn't. Miley is an exceptional vocalist, but hearing her with Dolly, the I Will Always Love You, that was just gave me chills. And then on the other side of the spectrum, we had the moment with Paris and Sia.
Yeah.
Stars Are Blind.
What was that?
Sometimes nostalgia should just be nostalgia.
I was so nervous they were all going to fall.
Oh.
Because you could see the wet floor.
Yeah.
Had me nervous, but slay.
Entertaining. Definitely entertaining. I find, and then, yeah, just sort of the bonkers energy of this New Year's Eve party, which he's, I think, had now twice in a row.
Yep.
There's something very interesting going on here where she could be becoming like a queen of New Year's. Because we know the deal with the Times Square party and all of that. And this is sort of like a new entry into the programming. And I'm like, this kind of chaotic energy that she's doing in Miami, like it's interesting. Like she's kind of starting a new thing here mm-hmm. for New Year's that I think people are entertained and amused by and confused by because it is so random.
It is, but it has...
It has like that Cher variety show kind of vibe to it. That I think is really appealing. And she's like, she wears every hat. She can do anything, so.
But it also feels chill, even though it's not chill because it's New Year's, mm-hmm. but it doesn't feel rushed.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like a lot of the other shows are like, boom, 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 boom,
there's
boom.
There's attention.
Yeah, there's, yeah, attention.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that. I really like the chaotic, but not like frenzied vibe of the show. Mm-hmm. It's just, you never really know what to expect. Sure, Paris is coming out to do Stars Are Blind with Sia and Miley. Like, okay, yeah.
And you're just singing along,
yeah.
bopping with your little champagne
yeah.
or sparkling water if you don't drink.
Right.
Or your edible. mm-hmm.
Exactly. It's...
And the looks.
Oh, yeah.
At New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
She just looks like she's having fun.
She really does.
And I love when Dolly gets funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like she does it around Miley a lot. Like with the boob plate, with that skit they did.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're missing something. And it's like, boom.
Yeah. That's family, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Miley's just killing it in general. Like, she's just sort of nailing everything. I mean, Plastic Hearts was very underappreciated and should have, like, charted higher and been more loved, but she was nailing it then, and I feel like she's nailing it now.
And that was pandemic, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I do wish Midnight Sky got the love that Flowers was getting.
Oh,
like,
so
I thought
good.
It should be on that level, for sure. But I'm glad that people are paying attention, so... Shout out to Miss Miley. And we've got plenty more around the corner. Now, next week is going to be action-packed.
Oh, my God. I felt so proud of myself when I wrote all of this in the doc.
Yeah.
It's yes, like
very clever.
Yeah. We have the girls ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You stand, Zara Larsson. Good morning, Rita Ora. Ava. No! Max. BB Slay. Rexa. Featuring Ozuna and Pino. That's what's coming.
A lot of our Albanian banger makers are coming. Rita, Ava, and BB all at once. Swedish Queen Zara. Now, obviously, Rita is going to eat everyone up.
Row three
incoming. She teased this cryptic photo of a snake in a lock. So, Taylor Swift, eat your heart out. Ava Max's Diamonds and Dance Floors arriving.
Finally. Officially.
Officially.
New cover.
Mm-hmm. Azara Bop and BB, who never fails us. I think
no.
we're finally, you know, it was warming up this month, and now we're like full on eating next week with a lot of bops.
Now, the BB song, she teased a little, right?
BB song, yes.
A snippet.
Yes, I think they all have teased their bops.
It's giving telepathy. If you know, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm.
Honestly, Christina was ahead of her time. We have to,
yeah.
Speaking of giving someone flowers.
Yeah. Speaking
we
of.
We need to give Xtina flowers. Telepathy was ahead of its time. She was doing disco before your fave, Kylie.
It's, well, let's calm down.
I'm kidding. I don't see your reaction.
Well, Brad.
Oh my God.
Good luck.
Oh my God, you saw that.
I summoned that.
Was an accidental.
I know. I summoned
hit
that.
Wow.
It's like, let's calm down there. But no, I agree. Like the new disco revival of fusion nostalgia of that whole time period. It's true.
Yeah.
Flowers for Legend X.
Finally.
I can buy my own lipstick. Wow, there's a lot to cover. I'm glad we're back so that we have smaller chunks of information to discuss.
Yeah.
Moving forward.
Much needed break, but we are excited to be back.
We are, and we're glad that you joined us yet again in the new year for the first time ever, 2023, Legends Only. Thank you for joining us for this super-sized episode.
Yeah, and if you want to keep listening to us after all of this, head on over to the after show at patreon.com/legendsonly.
And until next time,
we will
see you
soon.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.